Lone Pine State Park, one of our most popular, is truly a jewel in the hills above the Flathead. Join longtime parks manager Brian Schwartz as we learn more about this incredible park and maybe uncover a few of its secrets too. Hi, and welcome to the FVCC Nature Journal, the podcast for everyone who loves nature. We are coming to you from the beautiful campus of Flathead Valley Community College at the foot of the Swan Mountain Range of Northwest Montana, by far my favorite mountain range. I'm John Fraley, longtime instructor in wildlife conservation here at the college, and I also served 40 years with Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks. Our producer is the talented Colin Burkhardt, and thanks to Morgan Ray, the library director, for offering the library as our podcast home. Today we welcome Brian Schwartz to our Nature Journal podcast. He's been on one other time. Brian, thanks a lot for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me again.
Well, first of all, tell us a little bit about your background that led you to your job as Lone Pine Parks Manager. And I know you have a much more comprehensive job than that, but we're focusing on Lone Pine today. So what led you to Lone Pine?
Well, I went to school for Parks and Rec and always liked the outdoors. Played a lot of sports, but I just liked exploring as much as I could. Then moving to Montana, did a couple different things. Got hired as a park ranger with Fish, Wildlife, and Parks back in 2010. There was an opportunity to be a game warden, and I did that for a couple years. And then family started getting a little older. I needed to be home a little more, and then the opportunity for a park manager position came open, so I went after that. I was already living in Kalispell, so that worked out really well.
Yeah, that's really great, and I remember you as the friendly game warden. So you were very popular. We're going to put you on the spot a little bit today because we're going to ask you some things about this terrific state park and kind of delve into your memory and your awareness of it, and we might ask you some little-known facts or secrets about the park, so that's coming up. So we talked about how you kind of arrived at managing the park. Tell people how they get to Lone Pine.
So Lone Pine is just outside of Kalispell on the southwest side of Kalispell. Drive around the bypass. We've got to redo some signage now, but you can see the cliffs at Lone Pine State Park on the southwest side of Kalispell. I can even see them from my home. You drive around on Foy's Lake to get up to the main park entrance, to get up to the visitor center there. That's the fastest and easy way to do it. It's about 4 miles driving around that way. But there's a couple of trailheads on the north side of the park, which a lot of the locals in Kalispell hit, so they just drive straight to those, and you're down at the bottom and you hike in.
And as we talked, there's probably multiple ways to get into Lone Pine that aren't controlled, and so you probably get some visitors that don't actually come through the gates, as you mentioned.
Yeah, we're surrounded by private land, but off of Valley View Road, there's two different accesses, and then there's another access on another at the end of a private road that people can legally park there and access in their way, but that's a popular route too.
Sure. And so we talked about Lone Pine State Park. So what's the namesake for Lone Pine? Is the Lone Pine still up there?
So we no longer have the pine. It fell over years ago, probably in the 40s. There were references I was seeing still in the 80s of some of the remnant roots at the top there. So if you go to the main overlook up there, there's a big rock, kind of a pyramid type shape. And that's kind of where people reference seeing those roots. The Lone Pine was a big evergreen tree that stood on top of the cliffs. Settlers were coming to the area. It was a reference point that people were commonly using. There's debate whether it was actually a pine tree or a Doug fir, but it was an evergreen either way.
Sure. So. And the park is about 279 acres. Mm-hmm. How does that rank in our size of our parks around Northwest Montana? That's pretty large, isn't it?
That's a good size one for a state park, yeah. There's some, like Mikoshika's, I think, one of our biggest state parks over on the other side. But for the ones that we have here, like around Flathead Lake, a lot of those are around 120 acres in size.
Oh, they are that big.
Yeah, Lake Mary Ronan is about that as well. But, you know, there's smaller ones like Les Mason up in Whitefish. But Lone Pine has got, you know, 7.5 miles of hiking trails. So, and there's lots of elevation change there from the lower trailheads up to the top is about 600 feet in elevation. Which route, you know, that'll determine how steep it is for you.
Sure. But, and so the annual number of visitors Is that right? Around 128,000 people?
Yep, that's about an average of what we've been getting the last couple of years. It bumped up with COVID a little bit, people just wanting to get outside. And that ranks us at about 7th in Montana State Parks.
Wow, that's amazing. And as far as the visitor center itself, I was up there just recently. It has really developed into an incredible set of displays about nature, and there's all kinds of little activities people can do. Mm-hmm. How long has that been? Have we been working on that? Because it just seems to have improved. Yeah, when I talked to you, you said it hasn't changed all that much.
It hasn't changed. So the visitor center was built around 1984 originally, and then in 1996, they rehabbed it. And then there was another push early 2006, 2008. So it's been a few years since we've updated a lot of the exhibits that we have in there. They're still relevant. I know that there's some things, if we change them, even some of the bulletin boards in there that have popular things that people have looked at in the past, if we change those out, we get requests to bring them back. Like, yeah, remember years ago when we had the swimming grizzly on Flathead Lake?
Yeah.
And that was, we have a whole bulletin board that explains the history of that bear. And we took that down for a little bit and we ended up putting it back up just because we had so many requests for it.
Well,
so
I can understand that. And as far as the scenic overlooks are concerned, that may be the number one draw of Lone Pine. I mean, it's incredible the views you get from there. I've seen some pictures like from above and then catching the people on the overlook itself and then out into the valley, and really incredible.
Yeah, from the overlooks at Lone Pine, you can see all the way down to the North Flathead Lake. You're looking at the Swan Range. You're looking across the valley floor. On clear days, you can see through Bad Rock Canyon into Glacier Park and up to Whitefish. So we get people that they just do a quick pop in and out for 5 minutes just to go to the overlooks. A lot of the local businesses and the Kalispell Chamber of Commerce really direct people that way. So a lot of our visitation comes from there.
So we touched a little bit on the trail system. Some of the do's and don'ts on the trails is the fact that you need to control your dog, right? Which is a common violation so up there.
We'll have that. We hike the trails as much as we can just to remind people that they are supposed to leash their dogs. If we see it a couple of times, repeat offenders, we could say that. Then we end up having enforcement follow-up with them. But it's just a matter of common courtesy. I've told people before that if I'm hiking with my kids and I see a big dog, I'm doing a quick assessment is if the dog's aggressive, mm-hmm. and if so, which kid I like best. And so, from that standpoint to some people are just afraid of dogs, mm-hmm. to wildlife, studies right. have shown that trail systems where dogs are on the trails and they're not leashed, ground nesting birds are harder to find and things like that. So it's part of its common courtesy, part of its liability, part of its, just doing what's best so that more people can enjoy the park.
Sure. And tell us about the archery range. That's incredible. You guys have really improved that.
Yeah. So the archery range has been around for about 40 years. It was actually started, Jim Vacherow was signed off on a lot of the paperwork 4 years ago.
I'll be done.
The archery range, it used to be 6 shooting stations and 6 targets. May of 2022, we actually finalized the paperwork and purchased an additional 9 acres to the park, and with Pittman Robertson money, which is the tax on hunting and fishing equipment. And we now have 10 shooting stations with 15 targets, and you get to hike a trail, mm-hmm. and you bring your own bow and you're shooting at all these different ranges. Like right now we're shooting at ranges out to 75 yards. Going to increase that on some. The targets are made with like a recycled industrial strength, like Saran wrap type stuff. They use on boats and things like that to winterize boats. And so that way, even with a very modern bow, you're not going to get the arrow to pass all the way through.
Yeah.
But even little kids, if they have a sharp field point on their arrow, they can get it to pierce enough to stick into the target.
So let's get into some of the little known secrets about Lone Pine. How about some music, Colin? First of all, there's several old rock quarries there, and a lot of the people that are listening to this may have some of the rock in their foundations around Kalispell. Tell us about that.
That's correct. So in the early 1900s, even before Lone Pine was a state park, there was an easement that the county was able to acquire from a neighbor to go back the Lone Pine Trail. People that are familiar with the park, it's the trail off of Valley View Road where you walk between the corridor with chain link fence on both sides. And if they walk up there and they go around a corner and there's a flat area, that's where one of the quarries was. And that particular quarry rock was mined to build the foundation for Flathead County Courthouse. And if reading historical documents, there's a lot of homes in Kalispell that Lone Pine Rock was used for the foundation of their homes.
So people can think about their home as probably probably part of Lone Pine also.
That's correct.
The last secret that we have time for here, in your visitor center, there's a very, very popular attraction. Tell us about the bull snake, and then we'll tell everybody what its name is, because that's the secret.
We have a bull snake that's about 5.5 feet long, also called a gopher snake. Yeah, we have it in the visitor center, very popular thing. Some kids will come up and just run through the visitor center, bypassing all our exhibits and go straight to that. You know, there are times in the summer where every Sunday we'll have feeding time once a week. People will come up and watch the snake be fed. It's kind of interesting.
That's awesome.
To see. You don't see it naturally very much.
And I was just up there about a week ago, and that thing is huge. And it looks like a rattlesnake. The marks on it look like a rattlesnake.
Oh, yeah. Yep. They'll mimic rattlesnakes as a defense mechanism, but it's a pretty cool snake.
Okay, share its name with us. This is the final secret.
Based on his color patterns, the snake's name is Camo.
All right. So, very appropriate, Brian. Well, Brian, thanks a lot for coming on. You're just a wellspring of knowledge about Lone Pine, and so much history about Lone Pine that you can learn about if you go up and look at the displays. It's just a great place. I got to remind my son to take my grandson up there again. It's just really neat. Thanks a lot for coming on.
Thanks for having me again.
That's all the time we have for this episode of the FVCC Nature Journal. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Fraley, and I'll see you next time.